USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's new term began this week with several major cases that could impact a wide range of topics, including environmental regulations, voting rights, affirmative action, and free speech. The Japanese Prime Minister's office is reporting North Korea fired a military ballistic missile over Japan on Tuesday morning, prompting a warning to residents to take shelter. The Biden administration condemned it as dangerous and reckless. Ukrainian forces broke through Russian lines and made new advances in the southern Kherson region. Their offensive in the eastern part of the country is also moving at a fast pace, retaking areas that Moscow now claims to be a part of Russia. A Russian court set October 25th as a date for American basketball star Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Griner, an 8-time All-Star center in the WNBA, pled guilty to the charges. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced last week that his country will file an expedited application to join NATO in the wake of Russia claiming Ukraine territory as their own. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO has an open door policy, and every nation, including, of course, also Ukraine, has the right to choose its own path, including what kind of security arrangements it wants to be a part of. At the same time, any decision on membership has to be taken by consensus. All 30 allies have to agree.
President Trump sued CNN for defamation on Monday, seeking $475 million in punitive damages and claiming that the network had carried out a campaign of libel and slander against him. Trump claims in his Fort Lauderdale, Florida lawsuit that the network used its influence as a leading news organization to defeat him politically. CNN declined to comment on the case. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC has announced changes for travelers.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention will no longer maintain a country-by-country list of travel advisories related to COVID-19. Starting October 3rd, a notice will only be posted for a country if there is a concerning COVID-19 variant or other situation that would change the CDC's travel recommendations. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Former Beatles drummer and current member of the All-Star band Ringo Starr has tested positive for COVID-19, forcing him to cancel several scheduled concerts in Canada. In a statement, Ringo hopes to resume as soon as possible and is recovering at home. As always, he and the All-Stars send peace and love to their fans and hope to see them back out on the road soon. After police in Iran are suspected of killing a young woman in custody because of their strict dress code, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei responded publicly on Monday to the biggest protests in Iran in years, condemning what he called rioting and accused the United States and Israel of planning the protests. The unrest is flaring up across the country for a third week, despite government efforts to crack it down. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-9 on Monday Night Football last night. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.